Child is loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please.
As we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and say this song loud and clear. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. To see Jesus, we see that upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Who is even upon the throne? And pass me now to join to say, if you're my humble cry, why on others thou art called holy? Do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. All that's thou art called. Only do not pass me by. And our love is a great. Oh, hallelujah.
believe it is well with me. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I'm complete in Him. Complete, complete in Him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Oh yes. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Complete. Hallelujah. John, 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 John. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John, 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 John. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire, a fire again. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire, Holy Ghost. Send the fire. In my soul, Holy Ghost on fire, Holy Ghost on fire, Pentecost on fire, fire burning in my, fire burning in my soul, Lord, fire burning in my soul, Lord, Holy Ghost on fire, Pentecost on fire. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Our Lord God, that has made the heavenly earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, that has made the earth and the earth by thy house. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah, great and mighty God, great counsel, mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult. Behold, I am the Lord. Hallelujah, is that any? Oh yes, so we got anything. Hallelujah, is there anything, anything, anything to have for you? Hallelujah, is there anything to have for you? I've been to Calvary, I dip my hand in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life has been. My life has been made whole. Has been made whole. Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Man, in the blood of the Hallelujah. Drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. There's no mountain that we can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Complete. Hallelujah. Complete. Hallelujah.
With your right hand, begin to clear the realm over your head. Do it prophetically. Clear the realm from over your head. Thank you, Jesus.
Set my heaven open by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare and open heaven upon your life. Declare open heavens upon your life. Open by fire. In Jesus' name we pray.
I decree an immediate miracle upon my life.
I decree an immediate miracle upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. It's a decree.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Say, any evil thing
hiding in my life. Can I hear you shouting this? To the surface now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that I want you. Command it to come to the surface.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your grace, which is mighty and strong. Thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power, and for your glory and might. Thank you because you are a rock, you are strength. You have never failed, you will never fail. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We take authority over every wandering spirit. We take authority over every spirit of blockage. We take authority over any cloudiness of the heart. We take authority over any heavy heart. Let your power manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Open our understanding tonight. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. The stronghold called tradition. The stronghold called tradition. The stronghold called tradition. A stronghold is a place of power. A stronghold is a fortress, a place of strength. A stronghold is a place that is difficult to attack. Did you hear what I said? Difficult to attack and very easy to defend. A stronghold. No wonder the Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. The reason they have to be mighty, they have to pull down strongholds and to cast down every imagination and every idle thing. There is a stronghold known as tradition. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 6, I prophesy deliverance upon the life of people here tonight. Father, I'm specially praying that by the power in your blood, you will dig deep into plenty of lives here tonight and cause uncommon testimonies to happen in their life. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 6, if you are there, say yes. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. But that's not where we're going. Thus have ye made the commandment of God non-effect by your tradition. The stronghold of tradition is so strong, it has power to make the commandment of God of no effect. It can nullify that commandment in the person's life. In the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 9. Mark 7, 9. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. They reject that of God, so that they can keep their own tradition. Now listen to me very, very carefully tonight. This is not a happy message. It's actually being preached with tears in my own heart. Because when you begin to look at things like this, you find that the black man has a long way to go. A long way to go. And then you will see that the devil has worked very hard on our forefathers. His work hard is gone deep. And let me tell you the truth as a prophet of God. It is only by divine intervention that some people can be set free. If not, they will just go from sorrow to sorrow and from sorrow to grave. The church in the black man's territory has been severely arrested by the chains of idolatry and evil tradition. It has been severely arrested. It is a lamentable tragedy that the cultures and traditions of our various communities have been hijacked by Satan. It is a lamentable tragedy that the cultures and traditions of our various communities in the black race has been hijacked and polluted by Satan. All these various cultures and traditions have been terribly bewitched by the enemy. In my former primary school, back in Akure in those days, we used to have something called Cultural Day. Schools, various schools from various communities come and do cultural dances. Some wear clothes like masquerades. Some put white chalk on their bodies. Some wear just white wrapper. Some shave their head in the center and their hair all around. Some come dancing with plates on their hand. They will turn the plate upside down. The plate will not fall down, and they are dancing. Some will come. The way they are dancing, the speed of the leg, you wonder, are these human legs? And then those who are beating the drums, immediately they balance on that drum. It's as if one anointing comes upon them. And they play as if drunk. And you wonder where this energy is coming from. And foolish spectators, hey! We did not know that most of the things that were being done were invoking spirits. Invoking spirits. And as I invoking those spirits, so I say, hey! They were collecting their free material where they were. Looking back now, I could still remember that lady. Their school won the first prize almost twice. She has a pot on her head when she's dancing. And she has one on her hand that she turns up and down. The last time I saw her, listen to me carefully. The last time I saw her, she was in London, but mad. Mad. That time they were doing those things, we didn't know. I pray tonight, and as many people as are here, and even when you were born, nobody took you to church. Nobody came during your naming ceremony. Say, we give this baby this name, the name of the father, the name of the son,
the name of the Holy Spirit. No, nobody did that. Nobody prayed for you when you were born. You were not dedicated to God. You were dedicated to nothing. Or they dedicated you to your female for your family idol. You are here like that. No dedication. No commitment to God. Something that ought to have been done when you were born 50 years, 60 years ago was not done. Because of your parents were not aware. They put dead rat in your mouth. Put oil into your mouth as a baby. They completely seal your destiny at that time. Your life, of course, cannot be like the life of somebody that they brought to church. Or somebody that your pastor came to dedicate. If you are here like that, may the dedication of heaven break the satanic dedication. Let it be broken. 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 Break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus. Hey, all these babies that have been born now, that somebody will come to the altar and say, "We are happy to announce to you today that we have 4 babies to dedicate. Let them rise up on their feet now while we pray for them." Those babies are fortunate. Some people is the chief idol worshiper in their village that laid hands on their head as a baby. It transfer Yemoja, transfer Ogbanje, transferred Amadioha, transferred Oji, Onyoshi, Barawo to the life. Oloku into the life. By simple laying on of that evil hand. And the foolish mother is rejoicing. Thank God, oh. Thank God, oh. The chief, the doctor came. How can you think that will not affect your life? This is why the black man is in trouble. The devil has worked really hard. Worked really, really hard. This is why, in spite of strong prayers sometimes, it's as if it doesn't touch some people. Not that it's not touching them all. It's that they are so deep inside the well. And small, small, they are coming out. Small, small, they are coming out. When some already come out of that well, the next thing, the devil pushes them into sin. They go back into the world. That's the problem. What is tradition? Tradition is the unwritten body of beliefs, unwritten body of facts, unwritten body of customary practices, handed down from generation to generation. They are the tales, the beliefs, the practices passed down orally from generation to generation. The tradition is a long established belief of custom. The tradition is anything bound up with or continuing the life of a family, community, and country. The tradition is the way people behave and act, as well as their physical and intellectual contribution handed over generation to generation. Tradition shows itself in the actions of the people, in the literature of the people. If you start reading their literature, the story they are writing, you will know. Tradition shows the dance of the people. There is a sister that came for deliverance here. She said any time there was masquerade dancing at the front of their house, if those masquerades, if they are not blowing that whistle, no problem. But immediately they begin to whistle, her head begins to rise. Begins to rise, as if she should start dancing in her room. The implication is simple. That was what she was dedicated to. They are calling her. Tradition shows in the architecture of the people, in the religion of the people, in the music of the people, in the morals of the people, in their philosophy, in their customs, in their institutions, in their values, in their laws. Tradition will be showing there. Tradition will be showing there. That's why as you go from tribe to tribe, as you go from race to race, find the variety of strange things that we do. Some of our traditions are good and biblical, but the majority of them are full of iniquity. One good area of pollution, which is a tradition available in all races, rituals. Rituals. Rituals sometimes begin during or even within pregnancy, or sometimes even before pregnancy. And in all races, no exception, the black race, they continue at birth, naming ceremony, there are rituals. Teething, when the baby is growing teeth, there are rituals. When the person has grown to adulthood stage, there is ritual. During circumcision, there is ritual. Engagement, plenty of ritual. Marriages, plenty of rituals. Childbearing, rituals. Installation into the throne, rituals. Eldership into the society, rituals. All these have practically caged us. That is why practically in every African nation, there is no peace. There is little or no progress. It is in Africa you find presidents who will be throwing his own people into lions to eat. In the black race, the church of God is still sleeping here. We are not confronting what we should be confronting. Listen. Expectant mothers are sometimes given charms to use. Expectant mothers sometimes have to go to the marine princess, go to this, go to that to have a child. Such children will have trouble in their lives. They will find it difficult to have ends meet. And if they do not serve the God that made their mother to be pregnant of them, their lives will know no meaning. Because they have been dedicated before donation to their mother. And whatever is dedicated to the enemy keeps it well. Just as if you dedicate somebody to God. If you dedicate a child to God, there is nowhere the child can run to. He's stuck with God. Because he's been dedicated to God. If your parents gave you covenant names, there's nowhere to run to. When you are running away from that name, you get into trouble. Because God himself will pursue that which was dedicated to him. I want you to understand this very well. When Israel left to the promised land, and they began to misbehave, and God gave them a king, they still misbehaved. The kingdom broke into two. Most of the portion went away from the children of David. A king now took over, called Jeroboam. He put an idol, an altar in Dan, another idol in Bethel. But Bethel had been dedicated to God right from the book of Genesis. That Dan, God did not contest for it. But the Bethel one, he contested for it by sending a prophet there to speak destruction unto what they were doing. The same thing with dedication. This is why this is a stronghold. It is the kind of prayer, if you are sweating, you remove your shirt and put it down. Some mothers are made to birth in the rivers and seas even before pregnancy. Such children, when they are born, will be controlled by the water spirits. There have been cases, there are people in this country, when a woman is miscarrying, they will do a ritual, put food for her in the dustbin and ask her to eat in that dustbin. And she will eat it from there. And they believe the pregnancy will stay. The baby that was taken to the dustbin, eating strange food, when the baby grows up, it will be a strange person. Even when they say they born again, they keep backsliding. Some have their placenta thrown into the sea, thrown into the water, or they are growing coconut tree or one tree on top of the placenta. Some people, their placenta are dried up and eaten or using for other rituals. There was a girl in one school was just growing tall. Growing tall. Growing tall. Which kind of tallness is this? She became tall so that she could not even enter the classroom again because the door was too low for her head. It was of concern to her parents who brought her to a deliverance minister. And the Lord said a placenta was planted somewhere, a coconut tree was planted on top of it. As the coconut tree is growing, she too is stretching. As of the time they brought her for deliverance, she was 5.8 meters tall. A girl of 14. But after 5 days deliverance and 3 days not eating anything, it came down to 5.2. She's shutting down. These things are strongholds. Anybody who is a very good thinker and you travel a lot, you will wonder, what is wrong here? What is it here? You go to other places, lights don't go, water don't go. One day, light went off for 1 hour in New York because I was some problems. That 1 hour, 39 people died. When I read it, they should come to Nigeria. It's a regular thing there. Suffering, crisis is becoming our culture, and we must reject it. Some, when they are born now, they tie objects for protection around the neck, around the waist. If you're in this service, and you can still remember that when you were small, they tie these things around you. You need to pray. Because those spirits that were protecting you from witches and wizards, and they didn't allow them to kill you, they may be the one debarring your progress now. In many cultures, babies here are shaved and used for rituals. And they tamper with their glory. All these shiftessy titles that people are taking, there is a clever initiation attached to it. Apart from the fact that those who had no access to your head before will have access to it because they say they are tying, lift tying things on your head. And such people are in trouble. Many of those with their shiftessy titles, this, that, this chief, that chief, this, that, they are the one causing confusion in this country now. Their heads are polluted. They give names to people after birth. Sometimes strange names. Name says something about you. Names are prophetic. Names have promoting power. It has limiting power. Some names, when they call it, it rings a bell in the spirit realm. Because names speak of identity. The influence of name is so great that every covenant child born in scripture, God will say, you shall deliver a child, and thou shalt call his name this. Amen. So it's tradition. When it's on the eighth day, they bring a baby, they are naming the baby. The Bible names the baby before the baby is born. So this is his name. This is his name. In many places, the male circumcision is not done ordinarily. Although circumcision in the Bible is done according to the patterns of God. In many of our cultures, is done according to the dictates of sorcerers and diviners. I've even seen these people who do circumcision, before my eyes, they've used the shell of snail to do the circumcision. Sharp, sharp shell of snail. So thereby programming sluggishness into the life of the person. In some places, they even circumcise the woman too. And that is a very dangerous thing to do. Completely unscriptural. Even in our culture sometimes, when they are bathing a baby, they'll be singing some strange songs. Sometimes making incantations. All these are dedications. Maybe you are understanding what I'm saying. And the reason for my lamentation, that the devil has worked hard on the black man. There is a twins' rights. They don't believe that twins are normal people, so there are always rites and rituals for them. And it's a tragedy. Ordinary yam that God said we should be eating, some have created yam festival out of it again. Yam festival. So they pollute all the yam in the village for people to eat. Some will even travel down to their village to go and take part in a yam festival. Yam festival. Some have a secret stone or secret mortar they sit on in their family. I know some families, anytime a young girl begins menstruation, her first menstruation, she cannot go out, she has to sit on that mortar. When your first menstruation is on a mortar, when you marry, that man will give you serious beating. People celebrate parties. Parties prescribed by the native doctors. And you won't know, you go and start eating there. And thereby selling away your own virtue. When I was a little boy, I used to get so angry with my mommy. somebody will bring jollof rice with big meat from one party across the street. The rice will be smelling to your nose one kind.
And mommy will say, flush it.
Ah, flush it.
It's not good now.
I do understand it. Until I grew in faith. And I thank God for what he did. Because you never can tell what has happened to that food that he just brought to your house in a fine plate. Fine plate, but polluted food. They have slaughtered the goat in the night. And the celebrant has laid hands on that goat. Said, let all my sickness, all my problem, all my trouble, all my wahala come on this goat now. Depart from my life. Go into the goat.
Then, as many as shall eat part of this goat, let them carry my sorrow away. So, that song that says, my mouth will not kill me, my tongue will not give me oppression. It's a powerful song. Many mouths push them to where they are now. Push them to where we are. Marriage rights. The enemy has worked hard on that one. I'm still praying, looking forward to the day all this strange engagement that we're doing will be canceled and a godly one will be put in place. Hey, we are here. Oh. What do you want? We have a flower in your house that you want to pick. When the Bible says the flower, we direct away. They want to come and pick flower. How did you get here? We came by aeroplane, which is a lie. They'll be collecting money from people. Proceed for this, proceed for that, proceed for this, proceed for that, proceed for this, proceed for that. And they cover the face of the woman, who most time is not a virgin anyway, who should not be covering anything. They'll be removing the thing, and all kinds of things. Bring 42 tubers of yam. Bring this, bring that. When you begin to look at the number of those things that have been brought, you can trace the origin to the Ifa oracle or any other oracle. Yes. I want you to understand this very well. And let us be very, very clear. Sometimes, they even pour water on the woman's feet before she can enter her husband's house. And the water is a water of trouble. All the carrying of sacrifices, they pollute destinies. All those people who are making rituals for money, rituals for power, trouble. There is a brother, had a PhD. He couldn't get a job. He tried, couldn't get a job. He prayed. It was during prayer. An angel of God came to him. I said, son, the demons that gave your father the school fees that used to train you are claiming back their money now. If you don't pay them, you are in trouble. That also, it's only Jesus that can deliver you. In the black country, we pour plenty of libations. All those libations, it provokes divine anger. In Jeremiah 7, when you get to read it, it provokes divine anger. It makes God to pour his anger out. In Jeremiah 44, you get to read it, libation provokes God to even harm people. It makes people to perish by the sword. Libation is a terrible thing too. It makes people to perish. It makes people to fall by the sword. It makes people to die by famine. Then the land and the people become objects of the bondage of Satan. Libation is a very wicked action. And it activates mystery of iniquity of the dead. This libation that we pour to this, to that, they carry massive generational and spiritual implications. And it's a giant problem in Africa. Giant problem in Africa. I was at a scientific conference many years ago when I was still working as a scientist. And I was sitting down there quietly on my own. All of a sudden, I had my name on the microphone. Say, Dr. Lukoya, if you are here, before we start this conference, you have to lead us in an opening prayer. Then after that opening prayer, we are going to invite Mazi something, something, something to break the corner. Ah. You want me to pray? Then somebody now ends my prayer with breaking of cola.
Says, okay, the best you can do is to throw me out of here today. I took the microphone. Father, we thank you for this conference. And we thank you for the people you have brought here. We commit everything we are going to do into your hands. Take perfect control. I cover this conference venue with the blood of Jesus. And Father, any cola nut that anybody will break after I've spoken now, let it bring cancer. Let it bring cholera. Let it bring stomach trouble. Let it bring hypertension and diabetes on those who will eat it. I contaminate that cooler by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You are clapping. They could not clap. There was perfect silence. And I walked away quietly, looking behind me whether anybody was following me. The man who was to break the cola will not stand up from his seat. And that was the end of it. They just jumped over the ceremony and went on. And the next person who took the microphone, I said, well, we sincerely apologize for our fanatic brother who prayed just now. So it doesn't matter anymore. What name you call me? There are rituals that they call it disvirginity ritual. The disvirgin people, the clothes thereof is taken for another ritual. And there are idol and shrine in nations of black man. Where there are plenty of young girls dedicated to those shrines. They don't marry. And they'll be having children from all kinds of occultic men in the house of the idols. In many places in Africa, people have formed covenants with the dead. All these things that I'm telling you now is what has empowered our ancestral powers. And those ancestral powers are now doing terrible havoc and making sure that people don't move forward. Sometimes these powers appear to people in their dreams. Sometimes they appear as masquerades. Sometimes they bring people back to their village compound. They are the ones who ensure that a particular family is identified with a particular problem. They convince people that unless they worship idols, they can't be free. They hinder spiritual growth. They make men unable to finish good projects. They produce dropouts. They sponsor the spirit of slavery. Herein lies the foundation of some people who would behave strangely. Strangely. A pastor came here for prayers. Pastor, not MFM pastor. When he came, he had mucus in his two eyes and mucus in his nose and mucus by the side of his mouth. He looked like somebody who could die any moment. And I said, Pastor, what are you doing here? He said, I came for prayer, sir. I want you to pray for me. He said, but why are you like this? He said, our district superintendent put a curse on me. What did you do? You are a pastor, district superintendent. What did you do to your DS? Your position is so far from each other. Then he started looking down. He said, Gio, I slept with his wife. I said, what did you just say? You slept with the wife of your district superintendent. Ah. He said, but you are a young man now. And I'm sure your DS must be old. He said, Gio, that woman is beautiful. Okay. He said, you have to go to prayer city. Go and do deliverance. He said, but sir, before I go, there's something else I remember. He said his father was the chief native doctor in their village. The father of this pastor said his own father too slept with the king's wife. That's how they drove him out of the village. He said, sir, are you sure it's not what trouble my father that is happening now? Those are the powers of the ancestral spirit. Let me stop here. I can go on for the next 3 hours. But there is a solution. There's a way out. The way out is complete repentance. The way out is atonement by the blood of Jesus. The way out is to ensure that you too do not continue the iniquity of your father's house. If you find that you are practicing what your father practiced that is bad, you better stop. The way out is to pray your way out of it. Unfortunately, the kind of prayers for this is not normally prayer. It's hard praying. Pray, because sometimes what you are battling in prayer is over 3,000 years old. Rise up on your feet now. Very soon, I'm going to call a special meeting where those who were never dedicated to the Lord as a baby will come with their own anointing oil so that they can be rededicated to the Lord. So we can break whatever dedication they have and replace it with divine dedication. Very soon I will call that meeting. I will be announcing it. I will announce it so that those who want to participate will know. More than any other thing, the things we have said tonight has put the black man behind. Close your eyes. If you are here tonight,
you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you better do so now. Do so very quickly. By raising up your right hand. Just say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close, find a way to the altar so we can pray more with you. Bow down your heads where you are. Tell the Lord to forgive you and your father's house and your mother's house of any iniquity that is strengthening the enemy in your life. Talk to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, we come before you in this special night. We know our background. We know our foundation. We know that our forefathers did not serve you, and they have caged us. But we know that it's the redemption in your blood to buy us back, to set us free. We have confessed our sins to you. Father, forgive us. Whatever sin we keep any stronghold in place in our lives, forgive us tonight. And when we start praying now, let hidden enemies be exposed and disgraced. Let long-term problems that are laying claim to something in our lives lose their hold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is a very serious night. I can see a lot of people receiving instant freedom. The first prayer I want you to pray, I tell you, is hard praying. These are not the kind of prayer you pray and you are not sweating. But you see, the choice is yours. Just like I was telling those who came for the breakthrough clinic, that whether you rise or you fall, whether you shine or you fade, whether you do well or you don't do well, you will be celebrated. So it is you who will choose whether it's the devil that will celebrate or the angels. When you are facing an enemy that wants to bite without remnant, then you use your most potent weapon. You are in desperate prayer. Certainly, I can be better than this. My life should not be like this. It's not a gentleman's prayer. Can you close your eyes and with a voice that roars like fire, say this loud and clear? Inheritance stronghold! In my life! Yeah! In the name of Jesus! Somebody ought to shout this loud! Don't keep quiet! Don't keep quiet! Open your mouth. Something is happening here tonight. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Louder, 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 louder. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, dear. Those of you in the gallery, pray. 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 Now listen. As I count seven now, there are some people who are here. They were actually dedicated to shrines. As I count seven, you will feel the hand of fire come upon your head. And that dedication that has been speaking against you anytime you want to move forward will break instantly. Seven is a sign of perfection. One, two, three, four,
Something is happening over there. It's a serpent trying to lift somebody's head. 5, 6, 7. The process is still going on. That's right. They have kept you down for too long. Enough is enough. You must be set free. Say, blood of Jesus, cancel my dark dedication. Can you shout it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Shout it louder. Let your voice be louder. In the name of Jesus. Them pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy of our Lord, all the days of our Lord, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.